Tape Script 3.3.
We are very pleased to have with us in the studio tonight the Prime Minister. Prime Minister...
Good evening, Jeremy.
Good evening, Prime Minister. Prime Minister, we've been hearing endlessly in the media about the latest crisis that is facing your government.
May I just say straight away that this is not a crisis?
Well, many people say...
Jeremy, I think not. Polls distinctly show that the vast majority of the population strongly support us.
With respect, Prime Minister, the poll I read only this morning in the Daily Sun...
Surely you don't believe a word you read in the tabloid press, no. My government fully deserves every penny of their pay rise.
Prime Minister, you can hardly argue the case for members of Parliament voting themselves, yes, voting themselves, a 40% pay rise when your government has offered nurses just 2.6%, teachers merely 1.7%, and firefighters...
Let me say that I greatly respect our public sector workers. They work hard and carry heavy responsibilities. However, MPs also work very conscientiously and carry burdens which are just as heavy. Also...
But, Prime Minister, how can you justify...
If I can just finish, Jeremy. The fact is that this pay rise is much nearer 20% when you take into account the many expenses which all politicians regularly incur.
Such as?
Travel, air and rail fares, an entertainment allowance, their personal secretaries, all of these highly necessary for any MP. You can't expect them to travel second class, eat in third-rate restaurants, and do a first-class job. Jeremy, the fact of the matter is...
The fact of the matter is, Prime Minister, that this pay rise is five times the rate of inflation, and lately you and your ministers have repeatedly urged workers to accept increases in line with inflation. It seems perfectly plain to me and many people...
Jeremy, let me explain. We set up an independent review body to look
into... As I understand it, Prime Minister, this so-called independent review body was made up of mainly members of Parliament, who, with respect, can hardly be called independent.
But only MPs can appreciate the particular workload of a politician. And I have to tell you that the review concluded that the effectiveness of the nation's MPs is being severely hampered by lack of funds and that their salaries are pathetically low compared to those people working in industry, banking and the like.
And what about your own pay rise, Prime Minister? Is there any truth in the rumour that you will be getting a rise of 50%?
Jeremy, I came on your programme to talk about MPs' salaries. My own salary is being reviewed separately, and it will be reviewed fairly. And, as you know, I believe passionately in fair and just settlements for all working people, and I include myself in that, Jeremy.
Of course you do, Prime Minister. Prime Minister, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeremy.